Welcome back to the Foreign First Lady. Last month, we talked about the relationship of George and Martha Washington. What's in store for this month? Well, we'll discuss the history of John and Abigail Adams. Personally, this is one of my favorite relationships we will discuss here on the Foreign First Lady. Not only do both of them make a dramatic impact on the history of the United States, but their relationship contains so much romance, it makes me excited to jump right in. So stick around, because you're listening to the Foreign First Lady. So, to start off this story, I'm going to put a weird image in your head, so stick with me. John and Abigail were third cousins and had known each other ever since they were children. They met at a social gathering in 1762. Both Abigail and John would have been 17 at the time. 3 years later, they were married and welcomed their first child, also named Abigail, in 1765. Their family started to dramatically grow, welcoming John Quincy in 1767, Susanna in 1768, Charles in 1770, and Thomas Boylston in 1772. Sadly, Susanna died as a toddler, and later Abigail delivered a stillborn daughter in 1777. With his busy law practice, John was away from home a lot of the time. Abigail was left to care for the children, clean the home, and run their family farm that they had. Nevertheless, they still managed to stay in touch with each other. It is said that John and Abigail exchanged more than 1,000 letters throughout the time that John was gone. While John was away, Abigail became an activist in women's rights and African-American rights. In one of the letters that Abigail sent to John, she wrote, "Remember the ladies and be more generous and favorable to them than your ancestors. Do not put such unlimited power into the hands of the husbands. Remember, all men would be tyrants if they could. If particular care and attention is not paid to the ladies, we are determined to form a rebellion and will not hold ourselves bound by any laws in which we have no voice or representation." After the Revolution, Abigail moved with her husband to England from 1785 to 1788, where he served as the first American minister to the court of St. James. Abigail remained a still supportive spouse through all of this. Some people actually referred to her as Mrs. President, since she would work her influence over her husband's. Although everything seemed like it was going okay, Abigail and John did not always see eye to eye on policy matters. After the XYZ affair occurred, Abigail thought that war should be declared, while John was looking for a more peaceful, less costly solution. The couple did agree on the Alienation Acts, though. In the 1800 election, Adams lost to Jefferson. After this election, the Adams learned that the death of their son Charles was related to alcoholism. Because of this sadness, the couple moved to Washington, D.C. and became the first couple to live in the White House. A few months later, the couple returned to their farm and lived out the rest of their lives there. With John newly retired, they were able to spend more time together. Abby would still run the farm and care for their youngest daughter, Nabby, which was young Abigail's nickname. Young Abigail eventually died from cancer in 1814. Struggling with her own health for decades, Abigail Adams had a stroke in October 1818 and died with her family at home on October 28, 1818. Both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson died on July 4, 1826, the 50th anniversary of American independence. Adams' last words were, "Thomas Jefferson survives." Talk about sad irony. On the bright side, John Quincy Adams would become the 6th president of the United States, so the Adams legacy still lives on. Thanks for listening to this month's episode of the Foreign First Lady. Next month, we will be discussing Thomas Jefferson and Martha Jefferson. The Foreign First Lady is scripted and recorded by Shay Haley. The theme song comes from freemusicarchive.org. To listen to last month's episode, Waiting for Washington, go to whje.com.